This is Dr. Dave dictating follow-up consultation on Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, last name Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Her date of birth is April 12, 1962. Patient seen for Dr. Sears, new paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral again. This 63-year-old female was initially referred for evaluation of elevated ferritin. Subsequently, when CBC was done, her hemoglobin was also elevated, and she does have family history of polycythemia. So patient was advised to have phlebotomy or donate the blood, which she preferred to donate the blood. She did. She said she felt much better after donation. Her headaches went away, and overall she felt better. Today she does not offer any symptoms. Her weight is 175. Which has slightly increased. Sorry, blood pressure 138/89, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. Her CBC, when done today, it showed a hemoglobin of 16.1, hematocrit was 46.8, which is slightly higher than normal. Ferritin is not back yet. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, mild polycythemia. Diagnosis 2, history of elevated ferritin. Recommendations. Patient is advised to donate the blood at least once every 4 to 6 weeks. Also, a flow cytometry was done on peripheral blood, which did not show any abnormality, and apparently it was normal. New paragraph. She did not have any genetic predisposition to polycythemia or to hemochromatosis from this report. New paragraph. Irrespective of genetic predisposition, she will need to donate the blood every 4 to 6 weeks to keep her hemoglobin within normal range. Also, since her ferritin was 659 in July, we'll see what it has come down to after the blood donation. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Darlene Williams. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.